Welcome to Onc Live On Air. I'm your host today, Ashling Wehner. Onc Live On Air is a podcast from Onc Live, which provides oncology professionals with the resources and information they need to provide the best patient care. In both digital and print formats, Onc Live covers every angle of oncology practice, from new technology to treatment advances to important regulatory decisions. In today's episode, we had the pleasure of speaking with Jeffrey S. Weber, MD, PhD, about the FDA approval of adjuvant nivolumab for patients with completely resected stage 2B or 2C melanoma. Dr. Weber is the Deputy Director of the New York University Perlmutter Cancer Center, as well as a Laura and Isaac Perlmutter Professor of Oncology in the Department of Medicine at the NYU Grossman School of Medicine. On October 13, 2023, the FDA approved adjuvant nivolumab for adult and pediatric patients aged 12 years and older with completely resected stage 2B or 2C melanoma. This regulatory decision was backed by findings from the Phase 3 CheckMate 76K trial, in which patients who received adjuvant nivolumab experienced a 58% reduction in the risk of disease recurrence, new primary melanoma, or death versus those who received placebo. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Weber discussed the significance of this approval, key efficacy data from CheckMate 76K, and potential future directions for PD-1 inhibitor-based combinations in the melanoma treatment paradigm. Just speaking today about the FDA approval of adjuvant nivolumab in completely resected melanoma, just to start off, what is the significance of this approval?
Well, you know, nivolumab and pembrolizumab were approved back 2017, 2018 for resected stage 3 and 4 melanoma. Then, based on those data, both the makers of pembrolizumab and then, of course, those who make nivolumab extended it to earlier stage disease, stage 2B and 2C disease, which in melanoma still carries a pretty ominous outcome, and especially in stage 2C disease when you have a thick primary that's ulcerated. Those patients have a very high risk of relapse at 5 and 10 years. It approaches 50% or more risk of relapse. And that's the kind of scenario where you want to treat someone to avoid recurrence. So, of course, pembrolizumab was first tested. It was approved as adjuvant therapy for resected stage 2B and 2C disease, which now allowed us to expand our ability to give adjuvant immunotherapy to try to decrease the risk of recurrence, which for the patients is a good thing. Now we have nivolumab, which also clearly appears to reduce the risk of recurrence. It reduces the risk of distant metastasis-free survival. So it appears to be another option for patients who have stage 2B and 2C resected melanoma to get a year of adjuvant therapy and have probable benefit. The hazard ratio will end up being in the realm of 0.5, 0.6, 0.65, which means anywhere between a half and a third reduction in the risk of recurrence. The reduction in the risk of distant metastasis-free survival is also significant. So those are good numbers. Again, the significance is it gives us multiple options to treat patients who have resected stage 2B and 2C disease, who can be at just as high a risk of relapse as a stage 3B patient or even some of the stage 3Cs. So it's a good thing for patients. They now have options, and we like it. Eventually, we'll probably end up expanding the use of adjuvant immunotherapy to even earlier stage melanoma, but here you need to select the worst acting patients who have the highest risk of relapse. That is, you would need to, say, take a 1B or a 2A, which have a pretty low risk of recurrence. You would only select the ones by some biomarker who had the highest risk of recurring.
What were some of the key efficacy findings from the CheckMate 76K trial?
Well, the CheckMate 76K trial clearly showed that there was a decrease in the recurrence-free survival. The hazard ratio was impressive, which means the reduction in the risk of recurrence. It was certainly at the point where we're looking at anywhere between a 25 and a 50% reduction in the risk of recurrence, which is the kind of hazard ratio that you want. And there was also a reduction in the risk of distant metastasis-free survival. So those are all important factors for the patients. So when we explain this to the patients, they'll ask us, okay, well, what's in it for me? Why should I go on a year of this therapy, which has a, you know, 10 to 15% chance of significant side effects? And that's what you need to explain to them, like, what's in it for them? That is, they'll have a decreased risk of the tumor ever returning. And if the tumor doesn't return, you can't die of melanoma, right? By definition. The only question is, should you treat someone right after the diagnosis of stage 2B disease, or should you not treat them? Should you wait? And then if they relapse, then get re-resected, treat them then, or if they relapse and then can't be re-resected, treat them with immunotherapy. I personally, if I were the patient, would wish to be treated early, not late. I wouldn't want to forego a potentially beneficial treatment like nivolumab or pembrolizumab if I had stage 2B or 2C resected disease, and then just wait around to relapse and only then get either re-resected or treated. I think that's a bad outcome for the patient. The challenge for this drug in 76K, nivolumab, or pembrolizumab, which was in the KEYNOTE-716 trial, similar trial, is who should you treat? We all think we should treat the stage 2C patients. They have a very high risk of relapse. Should you treat all of the 2Bs? Maybe you should treat some of them, but not maybe the ones that have the lowest risk of relapse. Is there a biomarker that we can choose that will allow us to take only the worst actors who are at the highest risk of relapse? None of the biomarkers that we have sufficiently pick out the bad actors to really be clinically useful. So for example, you can't take tumor mutational burden or a PD-L1 staining or a gamma interferon gene expression profile and use that to select the patients. Because if you use that to select only a certain cadre of patients, A, you have a fairly large number of patients anyway. You don't filter out that many. And the ones who have the good outcome by your biomarker, they still have a significant risk of relapse. So unfortunately, you don't have a test which can tell you, oh, they don't need the adjuvant therapy. Their risk of relapse is like less than 1%. Whereas, oh, if the biomarker is positive, they have a 80% risk of relapse. That's what you want in a biomarker. And unfortunately, we don't have it. So there's a lot of work that's going to go into developing these biomarkers in the future.
And I know we're all very familiar with the safety profile of nivolumab by now, but is there anything that came up in this trial or anything that you'd like to kind of just generally say about the safety profile of this agent?
The nice thing is that there were no surprises in the 76K trial. The side effect profile was as expected. The likelihood of a grade 3-4 immune-related adverse event, again, was anywhere between 10 and 17%. In common practice, it's probably 12, 13, 14%. And what I tell patients is that the risk of a significant side effect, and I explain what significant means, meaning you could end up at the hospital, you could end up urgently coming to clinic, you need medicines, it impacts on quality of life, if only temporarily, is probably about 1 in 8, so 12, 13, 14%. And to me, that makes it a good deal, because if the reduction in the risk of recurrence is between 25 and 50%, a 12 to 15% chance of a significant side effect in the risk-benefit analysis makes it worth it. So that's how I presented it. In the 76K trial, there were no toxicity surprises.
And so then just looking to the future, is there any ongoing melanoma research in this area that you're involved in or that you would like to highlight?
Well, my personal interest is neoantigen vaccines. As you may know, I presented the first randomized data of a neoantigen vaccine approach with pembrolizumab versus pembrolizumab alone back at AACR in April. I think that there is a huge potential for melanoma patients to benefit from the addition of a so-called neoantigen RNA vaccine to PD-1 blockade. I am sure that approach will be tested in the 76K population. I think it's a great idea. I don't know that it's going to be the first priority. I think the high-risk patients are the first priority, but the 2Bs and 2Cs would be perfect for a strategy where you randomly allocate them to a neoantigen vaccine approach with PD-1 blockade versus, by now, standard PD-1 blockade where you have two approved drugs. So I think that's where it's going to be extended to. It'll even be extended to the 1B, 2A patients who are biomarker chosen. So I think there'll be a lot of new vaccine-related trials coming up the pike. I think we'll also see in 2B, 2C disease an extension of the NIVO-LAG-3 or the PD-1-LAG-3 strategy, which both BMS and Regeneron are pursuing. If those trials in stage 3-4 disease are positive, it'll be expanded to 2B2C. So there'll be a lot of action coming up in the future. And by the way, the randomized neoantigen trial of Pembro versus Pembro vaccine does include 2B2C patients. So when that trial is done, and it's already started in Australia, will come start here in the next month or so. When that trial is done, we'll have some more 2B2C data, which will supplement the existing 76K and KEYNOTE-716 data.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of OncLive On Air. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On Twitter, follow us at OncLive. On Facebook, like us at OncLive, and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of OncLive On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you are there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to OncLive On Air.